T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Now we have the Lieutenant Governor, Susan Bicewicz. Lieutenant Governor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me, gentlemen. It's nice to be with you.
It's always great.
You know, Mrs. Bicewicz, this is a couple days late because Tuesday, after months of cajoling from his colleagues, the star of the WTIC morning show finally filled out his census.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you see? So if I can do it, anybody can do it.
It only took 4 months of us bitching and moaning at him for him to do it.
So. To do like about 10 minutes worth of stuff. I mean, that was pretty easy.
Absolutely, absolutely. As soon as you went to the website, right, and you pressed the green respond button, I bet it took you, what, 5 minutes?
Oh, my God. Yeah, it was grueling, but I got it done. It was intense.
He had to have a beverage after it was done.
Before.
That's how hard it was. So explain a little bit what the idea is, Mrs. Bicewicz, behind the 2020 Census Day of Action.
Yeah.
Well, it is July 10th, and at 10 o'clock in the morning, our business and community partners will be asking their employees to take 10 minutes at 10 o'clock to fill out their census if they've not already done so. And we had an array of large and small businesses that joined the governor and I earlier this week to get this initiative going. And it's because we want to make sure that the 34% of the households that have not filled out the census take the opportunity to do it. So for the people who have the paper form sitting on their dining room table, just fill it out and send it in, or go online to 2020census.gov and take 5 minutes to do it. So simple. A lot of people think it's going to take a lot of time.
No, there's
many questions. Right. So, Ray, you are testifying that it's
yes, I am. Yes, ma'am. Questions. Put your hand on the radio. Absolutely.
So you know what we want you to do next time you have to do one of these? Use Ray as your campaign. Use Ray as your poster child.
If I can do it,
and say if Ray Dunaway can do it, you can do it.
There you go.
Absolutely. And by the way, for each person that doesn't get counted, our state and each community, and the community where that person lives, loses $2,900. And if you multiply that times each of the 10 years in the census time frame, that's $29,000 that doesn't go to Medicare or Pell Grants or the food programs
or
like
schools.
SNAP or the federal school lunch, right, or highway and road projects. And the reason that employers are participating is because, you know, they want good roads for their employees to drive on, and they're going to use that information in their businesses as they start planning for the future. So it's important, and we want to remind everybody and just get it done. It's very simple.
Hey, Susan, if you're doing, you know, I do remember some, maybe once I got the long form. And, you know, how many toilets do you have in the house and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, but you're referring to the community survey.
Exactly.
That census does. And those are longer, And those are what the Labor Department uses for unemployment figures and other measures.
Well, a lot of people go down and do research, go to the library or go online now and get that information. If you're starting a business, it gives you an idea of where you're going to be. So it's a very useful thing. But that's not what we're talking about. They just want to know you're here.
Yeah, they want to know how many people live in your household,
right,
their ages, and if you would like, you can share your ethnicity or racial background,
right,
in the, if you own or rent your house, and that's it. So quite simple and very easy.
It's just so simple. You wonder why it would take somebody so long to fill it out. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, no, and here we are, Ray. Come on, I'm appealing to people's competitive spirit because Connecticut is leading the Northeastern region in terms of its response rate because we've been, as you know, because you've been helping get us the message out that we've been working on this for the better part of a year and a half.
God.
We've got partners all over the state, 155 municipalities with their own committees that are working on it. And here's another reason that you should think about filling it out now rather than waiting. Starting July 23rd, the Census Bureau will be sending out enumerators who will be knocking on doors of households and asking folks to fill out the census. So if you prefer not to have someone knock on your door, this is a good opportunity.
When's the deadline, Mrs. Bicewicz, for when the census
so
is
over?
When does this end?
The deadline is October 31st. Okay. They've extended it because of COVID-19.
Yeah.
They wanted to give people extra time to get it done. And normally, the enumerators would have been out in the field in May.
Yeah.
And they were planning on putting them out in the field on August 11th, but because our numbers are so good in Connecticut, the Census Bureau opted to start that process earlier. So we'll start seeing people door knocking for the census on July 23rd. They'll be wearing PPE and keeping social distance, but they'll be out working.
As you know, and back to the major point you made, you need to know how many people are here, but Connecticut sends, let's say, $1 to D.C., and I think the last time I looked, it was 69 cents, maybe 70, that we get back. So this is a real help for those of us in the state, right?
That's right. That's right. I like to say we're a donor state because, unfortunately, we send more than we get back. And that's another reason, especially because this year, Connecticut is a disaster state because of the COVID-19 crisis. And so we have FEMA and disaster relief money, hospital funding coming because of COVID-19 on top of all of those other 55 federal programs that all of our families rely upon.
Right.
All right. It's today. It's 10 o'clock. Fill out your census, whether you're working from home or at your office. Tell your boss you need an extra 10-minute break and tell them that Susan said you could do it. Because if you say we said you could do it, then they'll say, who are they? But if you say Lieutenant Governor tells you, it has a little more pull. Lieutenant Governor, thanks for being with us. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Stay safe. We'll talk to you soon.
Have a great weekend. Thank you.
Thank you, Lieutenant Governor.
Seriously, Joe, it doesn't take a long time.
I think. Well, thanks, Ray. We knew that. We were telling you that. How long were we telling you that?
I can confirm it, okay?
Oh,
I took your advice finally and did it. Okay,
good,
it's done.
Good Lord.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.